ATS member True American here. How is it going, people? I know I hadn't been around in a while, but I'm always going to come back and check and see what's happening around the site and stuff. And been doing a lot of research and stuff on this guy Ron Paul. And I know the title's sort of a little kind of strange, but the reason for that is because it's friggin' true. After, you know, I'm amazed at some ATSers that come up on the forums and some of the stuff I'm reading and just the lack of research. I don't know, when you've been around ATS and some other sites, you know, researching stuff about the Illuminati and the Federal Reserve and the banking system, and you realize, you know, whoa, this there's just so many things wrong with the whole situation. And you know, I'm amazed that more ATSers aren't seeing the logical choice here as a candidate for president to, you know, fix these kind of problems or at least get the ball rolling. I don't think I have any unrealistic expectations of Ron Paul coming in there and abolishing the Federal Reserve overnight. That's probably not going to happen, you know, but it would be very interesting, if nothing else, to see him do things like pull the troops overseas, one of the things that he's talking about doing. I think with what he's proposing, with abolishing the Federal Reserve and going to a much more monitored, controlled system, or whatever it is he's thinking of doing, I think what a lot of people haven't put together yet is that the money lost from the abolishment of the federal income tax, totaling approximately $10 trillion, according to the figures, would be offset by the reduction in foreign expenditure from all this crap going on overseas. And he's hit it right on the head. All the military bases we got overseas, phase them out, bring the troops home, save huge amounts of money, and abolish the federal income tax at the same time. That's sounding pretty tasty to me as a reasonable offset, potentially even a greater benefit to the American people monetarily than doing nothing or continuing on the same path that we are. The title of this thread, I don't trust anyone not voting Ron Paul. I'm going to dive a little deeper into that because people are going to be wondering, what the hell am I thinking? Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Ron Paul, you research his voting record and you see what this guy stands for. And being an American myself and somewhat patriotic, but not in any real way political, usually, until recently with this guy. But, you know, it would make no sense to me to trust anyone other than this guy who is really talking strict, hardcore Constitution and, as well, a much more core Republican, standing for traditional Republican values than any of the other candidates, head and heels, way far above, and much more so Republican than any of them could ever espouse to be. Because Ron Paul is so right. These candidates have all lost their way. The party has lost its way. That's why it's lost supporters. That, the war, everything else. But nonetheless, you know, he is so right. And one thing I love about Paul is that he's crossing a lot of political lines here, having, you know, risen from a libertarian affiliation and then coming back to Congress. I guess it was in 1998, elected for 10 years consistently, state of Texas. And, you know, I don't trust anybody that's not voting for Ron Paul, because if you're not voting for Ron Paul, then there's something else up. In my opinion, I'm sorry, but I'm telling it like it is, man. You know, there's other interests there's military industrial complex interest that you would have, and you just don't want to hear this because your little piece of the pie is fixing to get shaken up a little bit. Well, sorry, but you know what? It's okay. No need to get mad. Just if you've been into doing that in any way, and you see that the policies, the constitutional policies, strict constitutional policies that Ron Paul is coming up with here, and ideas about abolishing the Federal Reserve, you know, pulling the troops, going back to what the Founding Fathers said about, you know, a non-interventionalist foreign policy that's humble and friendly and pursues diplomatic interests and values human life above and beyond, way beyond profit. That, to me, is a real American. And I don't trust anybody not in line with those views in America, where the Constitution is the true rule of law. And it's being subverted. You know it. They know it. ATS sure knows it. And I don't know. I guess I'll just sort of end this rant. Apologize for taking up your time. But this is definitely where I'm coming from. You do the research, I challenge you. American, do the research. Check out Ron Paul. You come back to me and say that, you know, there's might going to be some disagreement on some things. I'm not saying there's not going to be, but damn, this guy is hardcore American, man, down to the Constitution. He wants to follow it, and he wants to follow it to the core and get the friggin' government off our backs and out of our lives. Every regulation for this, licenses for, you know, he's got the goods, man. And I don't care if he was a Martian as far as party lines. Screw party lines. I didn't really have a particular affiliation anyway, so to me it's nothing. But, you know, this guy's got the stuff of real America. And that's definitely my opinion on the situation. Have a great day. Love to hear any comments, any responses. Thanks. Bye.